Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
73 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
72 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
70 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
70 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Clear.
66 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Cloudy.
64 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
64 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Clear.
63 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Clear.
69 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Clear.
73 degrees.
MI1 is reconnected. NAWRO. You are connected to the FBI network.
Hey, you know, you were talking about in the deal last night, you know, about code red and condition yellow. I was thinking like Morse code Y and Morse code red for the tone when you key the radio up. What do you think about that?
Well, aside from 75% of our net participants wouldn't know the difference. Sounds great.
They'll just have to learn two letters. we can make it cash book assignment, Tim.
Funny.
Having said that, that's a courtesy tone. And we could do it with a courtesy tone, and that would be a logical way to do the courtesy tone. I think if we're, what I'm talking about is a tone beyond the courtesy tone. So we need to sit down and talk about what things we'd like to identify, and then we can make a good game plan from there.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
We could even have a courtesy tone to find out if we were connected or not.
NADBF.
Hello, Dakota.
Morning, everyone. I just wanted to throw it out there that Anthony found USB-C rechargeable batteries for the 7550s, and they're only $36.
Well, there's a voice I haven't heard for a while. KKKGL. So, if we do a KW for green and yellow, that's just two more letters I have to learn. I already know S-O-S.
Dakota, I assume these are aftermarket of some sort. Do you know who the manufacturer is?
I ordered mine from Next Batteries. It was like $40 shipped, and I've had it on here since yesterday, and it hasn't even started to deplete. I've been monitoring pretty much the entire time. So told Anthony, I'm like, for the money, it's kind of hard to lose.
Do that.
Oh, somebody just sent me a real pretty scope.
Sean, you're going to stop by and visit when you're done there? Keep here.
Are you there now?
I will be in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of time. I got to get this and get home and... We got to be to the funeral home by 1, so not a whole lot of time to dilly-dally.
Roger. You getting the news suit? I just tuned in to when I heard you say something about a suit.
I did. And I went through my shirts at home and... covered for today, but I think I want a nice crisp new white one for the funeral tomorrow, so I'm coming back here to grab a I like the way the shirts here fit. I could go anywhere and get one, but I know this is quick and easy and they've got my exact size.
Sounds good. Let's see, little Wally, I haven't talked to you in a while.
Good day, sir. Been busy. Been playing with radio. Been working. Been traveling. What else? That's it. So things have just been going and going and going, and then we're trying to attend all of the kids' baseball games. So spent the weekend Saturday out on the water with Tom. Took the kids on the boat cruise. That was kind of fun out there in Lake Huron, St. Clair River. So we did a lot of cool things. What have you been up to?
Not much. got a number of doctor appointments coming up. I have an eye procedure in my eye next week. Getting ready for that. Trying to get some hours in at work. My brother and sister-in-law were in town last weekend, so... I kept this busy. Let's see. Who else is in here? I think I heard Dakota.
I'm still here, too.
I was just jumping in to say the battery thing and say good morning.
Okay, go ahead, Tom. I think that was Tom, right?
Yeah, I'm looking on those SL2550Es that I see there.
Anthony still has a bunch of them. I bought one, Phil got one, Anthony kept two, so I think there's three left.
Those are the DMR Motorola's, right?
Yeah, a little 3-watt digital only.
Digital only? Does it do analog? Wow, that's different.
You ever seen one?
I guess it's not the one I thought it was.
Yeah, check it out. It's uber cool.
What's the number again? You didn't, I thought you said 5550E.
Sierra Lima 7550 Echo.
7550 Echo. Okay, I'll look that up.
Important parts is E is an SL, not an XPR. You're thinking XPR. These are SLs.
Oh, okay. Not familiar with those at all. SL 7550E. Okay, I will look that up.
It's a great radio. Super sensitive. I've got to step out. Gonna go get cleaned up and head towards the office. You guys have a good day. WAVD. Go ahead, John.
Oh, I'm just sitting here in the parking lot trying not to be that guy, you know, breathing at the door when they, before they even open. Looks like they're all pulling in right now. So, doesn't look like they're, one of these places that everybody rolls in about 10 after.
Now, where is it in that strip mall on the northwest corner?
Yeah, you know where the Burger King is, right on the corner? They are immediately north of that, in that parking lot. They're in their own building, their own, like, structure. Trying to think what's close here. It's, like, right next to the Burger King in the parking lot.
Oh, okay, south side of the road. Yeah, I've dined at the Burger King a number of times for lunch.
Yeah, it's the building immediately south. So they're in the parking lot of the strip mall, but not part of the strip mall.
Okay. Well, what's the name of the place? I've never, it's something I'm probably going to need one of these days because I lost weight and all my clothes don't fit me really well.
Men's Warehouse. You can find them online.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that place. Okay. Didn't they used to have a lot of them?
Well, like Tom said earlier, there used to be one at Whitcomb and John R. That one's gone. Where it used to be is now a storage facility. So they got this one. There's one on Woodward. There's probably five or six in the Metro Detroit area. But, you know, for me, this is the closest. This or the one on Woodward. But this one here is the most convenient for me.
All right. Oh, it's pronounced Whitcomb. I used to live on Whitcomb Street in Detroit. Spelled the same way. But that's a common mistake.
Yeah, next thing you know, you're going to tell me it's not Lasher. It's not Foster. Hey, guys, on those SL7550Es, so that's strictly a UHF digital, so I can use that for my open spot. you know, my mobile one and my one at home then.
Like showing her instead of showing her? Yeah, that's pretty much what I use it for. It's 3 watts, I can get it to burn side from my house with it.
Gradiot. Best one is my dispatcher trying to say Ypsilanti.
This people will spell Mackinac.
Sean, did you get the picture I sent you the other day?
Why do I think yes, but I can't remember what? This is ringing the bell. It's been a pretty hectic week for me.
It was the in-ears. I was wondering if those were the ones that you were recommending forever ago.
Oh, right. You know, I looked at them. They look like it, but I don't remember right offhand, and I didn't want to go digging them out. You know what's good for that is, John would, he's the guy that I kind of got tipped off, OD John, and, you know, you can ask him. He would probably know.
Or
you know, he's never on here, but Dino, if you have a way of getting hold of Dino, he'd really know. But John gets a lot of information. He's got a lot of that info, too. But those look like the ones. I just haven't had time to research it any deeper.
I can shoot John a text. No big deal. I was just wondering. They were on Amazon for like $50, so I picked up a pair, and I got a pair of the KZZ S10 Pros or something. So just trying them out night and day.
Yeah, if you can get a hold of Dino on one of the, you know, I think he's on the Slack, or the, not Slack, the Discord. He'd absolutely be the right guy to ask. You know, I'm sure if he hasn't already tried them, he probably knows a lot about them. But there you go. Either one of those guys, Dino in particular.
All right, yeah, I'll see if I can grab him on there. I've just been using them for gaming, and it's been crazy. Sorry, I didn't mean to derail the conversation there.
Oh, I'm just listening in comment every so often. I'm waiting for Brad. He's down the road. I had a customer that's pounding his fist in the sand on a camera system, so he doesn't want me showing up there. KCKGO. I'm going to text Anthony here, too, on one of those 7550s.
All right, I'm just about at work here. I'm at the turnaround just before where you are, Sean. Just waiting to make the move to go the other direction. So catch you later. KPX.
CFL 73. Dakota, are you still out there?
Who'd you call there?
N8DBF. I was saying if he was still there, I was going to give him an update on his ring of fire for his All-Star.
There you go. All right, I got to check out. I'm going to get my stuff. WF.
All right. Send my condolences. Same with Melissa. And we'll chat at you when you're back out here somewhere. KCK Joe.
Good morning, 1000 hours, cloudy, 64 degrees.
This is KAAUHC. KCKGL.
Hey, John. Yeah, we're just talking about the Morse code stuff. You didn't have to, you didn't have to learn Morse code for your license?
Negative. Back then I took the novice, I passed the novice, and they, Walt, WB80 says, if you want to take the tech, you should go for no code tech. And that's what I did. I did no code tech, and that's what I've had.
Okay. Have a general. But so the novice at that time, you didn't. There was an. I didn't know there was a novice test without a code.
Yeah, I went. I studied it. Went and took the novice. I had to take it twice. I missed it by like two questions the first time, so I took it again. And I got the novice, and then I scheduled back, and John Little, WATOA, told me about it. So go and get your no-code tech. You do no-code tech. I'm like, okay, so that's what I did. I studied for no-code tech and at that time and passed and got my ticket.
Okay, yeah, very good. Yeah, when I took my novice, I was at college finishing up kind of in, a little extra time and taking some office hours for the club that really, we were really members and so for the radio club. And one guy that was the moderator came up and I just went for the novice. This is 1984. So there was an old dorm room where the cat was on the fourth floor of this place. And so I would go there faithfully between some classes a couple of days a week. And I was listening to W1AW. And prior to that, you said, oh, yeah, you're looking at these flashcards type things. Don't do anything with Morse code for a month. Come back and see. He said, no, just listen. So I had a tape. I had an ARRL tape. So I had been listening to. So 2 weeks, I pretty much had it down, and I was... Then I would go and listen to the practice sessions for W1AW. So unbeknownst to me, the moderator guy came up. You know, he was a staff person at the university and I was, and someone snatches up this paper from me and he looked at it. He goes, "You passed." So yeah, he had seen I had been copying. You know, so oh, that was it. That's how I got my first.
Yeah, a friend of mine that I met in California, he got his ticket when he lived down south and he was coming up to visit. So I wanted to talk to him on the way up. So went and got my, you know, studying with us, I got my ticket. And then once he got in the range on the repeaters, and I talked to him on the way up. And all I had at the time was a Kenwood TH-79AD.
Well, that's nice. So, you can talk. Yeah, and then when I took and got my general, I think I took the last SPC-given test in this area that they gave, which was June of 1984. I think it was on Telegraph in a conference room of some hotel. I think it's now the FCC office moved from downtown Detroit to Farmington Hills or something like that. It makes sense. Anyway, it's been a while. But so I went. I heard this overmodulated speaker and boo boo boo. I was like, oh no, this is not gonna be good. But anyway, I took the test and then I. For the general, and you know, went up there thinking I was going to get a, you know, have like a tech, you know, a tech license. Or no, just, yeah, a tech license. But that was the difference between the tech, because I already have the code for 5 words a minute, and a general. So, oh, congratulations, you get the general. So, oh, okay. So, happy there. But yeah, it's nice that you could talk to your, you know, the person you're trying to contact. But yeah, for, you know, back. Before, you know, before they eliminated the code thing, you know, people would do these linking systems and such in California. And here is their term in the California Tech. You know, California Tech, you know, because I guess we had a reputation for, you know, people kind of just, you know, a lot of people casting.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, my very first contact was on USICA, and it was WB8E, Walt, the one that he was, you know, my VE. And he's the one that helped me get through my struggles of getting on the radio and knowing how to do it and stuff like that, so I learned a lot from him. And then it was a 2-meter mobile. You know, I eventually got one of those Radio Shack specials, had that for a while. And then I met up with Paul, KCABDK, doing Skywarn, and started chatting with him. And I kind of got away from it for a while. I mean, I had my radios, but all I had was VHF. And then finally, I got my first dual bander and started messing around with that. And didn't know about the FBI or the Central Michigan, anything like that. And moved on from that, got my Alinco, and then I had a DMR, didn't know how to program it, met up with Captain Don, and he programmed it for me, and then I learned from that. So it's been more or less trial and error, and now look where I'm at. You know, thanks to all the guys, you know, Wally and Sean and Paul and John Little, you know, Walt, I mean, all the ones that I've talked to and crossed paths with over the years. It's been a real big help for getting me on DMR and System Fusion and P25. And I really enjoy it now. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I know. I know all the people that you've mentioned. Actually, so yeah, I know all those folks. So been around for a bit. But yeah, you know, that's kind of the way it goes. And there's a Dennis. He lives up in Casco Township, and he lives in St. Clair Shores. He was with the Craig Committee, but not on the, you know, he didn't do the stuff with the amateurs thing, but he was involved with, like, his, I think they were trying to form a search group here in St. Clair Shores or something. Like, yeah, he was involved with the amateurs. Anyways, you know, he got divorced, and anyways, he moved up to Casco Township. But I remember, to his credit, you know, when he saw the ham operators, you know, kind of like what you would call deployment, but, you know, our little volunteer group and all that, you know, the people working and all. I think at the time, you know, he had over 20 volunteers, you know, over 25, I think, when he saw us. And he goes, yeah, you know, I'd like to talk to you guys, you know. And he, to his credit, to the search thing, was going through his things and talk about, you know, radio communications. And one of the things he mentioned is amateur radio. So he says, you know, maybe it's a good idea. He got his test. He went to the class through, I think, Glenn Cruz or something, took his test, passed it. Got a little, you know, nice little used Kenwood dual band radio. Pretty good. One second, you know. Time on any links. So anyway, so when you mentioned Walt and those people, so he didn't know operating procedure. He just would bring his radio, you know, and he would get on our nets, and you just, okay, you know. And we had to kind of, coaching through, like, at the time of the day, I think. So I remember ABCFF, he, like, you know, I think, think you could program Dennis's radio, you know, and he says, you know what, he's about to do it for him, but he's got to get on the air more than just on, you know, free weekends, you know. And he did, and Dennis is coming in there, and he mentioned Walt, you know, like that kind of thing. He was coming in, and he was on, that's when the people were talking to Double Nickel more, you know, and, you know, in the morning there's a group. And all of a sudden you hear Dennis coming in, CQ, CQ. Just imagine what's going through Walt's mind. I was working from home, and I heard it on a scanner in another room, you know. I was like, uh-oh. I get up out of my seat, and I just thought it was just some kind of, like, interference, or you didn't know what it was. And, my story here, but anyway, just to your point there, Tom, so I go, oh, Walt, this is Dennis, and I explained to him, I said, that is, you know, because he heard the older call, you know, and it wasn't a brand new call. So so that's why he's like, oh, no, this is Dennis, Mike. Okay, back to him. Anyway, explains the situation, and he goes, oh, Dennis, you know, and he just kind of like, he understood where I was getting in, so he goes, Dennis, well, he says, when you get on, just fill your call sign out, and we'll put you, we'll recognize you, and we'll put you in the rotation, and he kind of coached him through it, and it could have been kind of a dicey situation. It all worked out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I still get used to the rotation, but I often know, too, that we really get going on a conversation, and we forget there's other people out there sometimes, and I'm majorly guilty of that, of a quick key here and there. But like I said, I'm still learning. I'm learning from a great group of operators, you know, spread across the state, and met a great group of guys, you know, through the whole process. So it just makes ham radio fun. And I think Sean's back out there. That's who it sounded like. Go ahead, Sean. KCKGO.
Yeah, that uh-huh thing, we used to always do that. So, hello, Steve. Hello, Tom, again. I don't know who's still here. I'm in here for just a minute. I think I am going to go see Phil for a hot second. But, yeah, you know, so, you know, roundtables are great. You know, they're very useful and all that stuff. But it'd be cool if we had a real, like, codified way to, like, sidebar, like, you know, hey, I got a give and go with Tom here right now. So, you know, everybody just kind of, and everybody's cool with it, right? But, you know, we don't have, like, a cool way to do it. You know, we should just call out, sidebar with Tom. That wasn't me calling a sidebar.
Oh, I know. Well. Well, yeah, I mean, that'd be kind of interesting. Or like we usually do it, you know, you throw out there, well, you know, what do you think, Tom? What do you think, Sean? You know, what do you think, Dakota? I mean, I think that's a pretty cool sidebar there. I mean, everybody gets their idea in, you know. And if there's anybody out there, I said we always leave a break, and they pop in there, like an uh-huh. I can go from there. Throw it over to Steve, and then you can throw it back to Sean for a minute.
Yeah, when we were doing some stuff with the trade, and then I talked with Steve, KBHTFS, and he said, you gotta meet Sean. Yeah, I know who Sean is, and I was like, and he goes, so we met, and they were explaining a little bit about the FBI, and Sean was getting it, you know, higher, you know, getting back into it and all that. And they explained to me, he says, oh, yeah, you know, the way it would go, and KCAD confirms this, you know, sometime later, I remember, even recently, he said it was the repeater would be quiet and someone would belch. And then all of a sudden you'd hear it in the repeater, then people would start communicating. It would be like dead for maybe days. Someone belched and all of a sudden, well, people would come out of the woodwork. John?
We certainly had some interesting times. All right, hey, I'm at a quick stop. I'm going to stop and say hi to Phil here, and because I've got a very limited amount of time. I will be back in a few. W8FU, Tom.
Yeah, I got to jump out too. My coworker just pulled up beside me. We got to discuss this account. I'll talk to y'all later. I'll be back out in a bit. KCKGO.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I think, like you see, they used to say, like, we'll go to the hockey frequency. There's some hockey frequency, you know, whatever there was people go to. Okay, 73KAAUHD.
Alrighty then.
Connected to CMN Network.
Are you all done now?
Well, Well, that is to say, I got all my Ben's warehouse stuff done. I stopped and saw Phil and Deb and the crew at Digicom. And I am now on my way home. Get home, do the final little last thingies, and we gotta be out to 21 and Romeo Plank by 1 o'clock. So it's all good.
Gotcha. And oh, just to tell, I'm still on Warren. I'm over here at 96 in the Southfield.
Just FYI, TJ's machine, I believe, is connected and the receiver is working. So if you can hear this one okay, you could probably carry the receive range a little bit farther by talking in on TJ's. But I don't think his transmitter is working.
Okay. Well, how am I right now on your machine? Over here in, what is it, Redford?
Yeah, it's a popcorn, but you're solid. I didn't lose anything, and you're fine for now.
I figured I'd give Warren a little bit of stretch on his bike center, but Dakota out to APAC a little bit of time.
Yep. Yeah, his work's pretty good for considering. He's got high ground out there. And, yeah, you're picking up noise a little bit more. So it's definitely moving in the wrong direction. But, again, you're still holding it. You're getting close.
Okay, I'm transmitting into TJ's machine and listening on Warren.
Oh, now you're rock solid. Rock solid.
Do you still have the MPR up there, or has he got it changed over to the Quantum yet?
He moved the Quantar up there, so I don't know what he's got going on, but... the transmitter has give up the ghost.
Okay, that's what I thought, because I know when I was talking with Fred not too long ago that they were pulling the MPR down and putting the Quantar up there. And it was working okay for a while, and then all of a sudden something else went goofy on it.
You know, that's the problem with repeater ownership, and in particular when you have multiples. You tend to just slap something together real quick and go, that'll work, because it did, you know, 20 other times it did. But, you know, then you get the one that's bugaboo. I more than a few times didn't do my due diligence and just threw something together and threw it on site and then probably should have, you know, did my due diligence and, you know, tested everything completely, you know, in the shop before I deployed. But you get used to it after a while. You know, guys like TJ have a lot of repeaters that they're working. You know, and then, okay, one out. You know, which, in that particular case, it would have paid to do all the extra due diligence, but the other 19 times, it wouldn't have added up.
Oh, yeah, it's just one of those things. You know, it's like, okay, it's working, everything's good. Well, it's just like Wally's beta site, you know. Got it working, but now there's little tweaks here and there, and slowly getting it together.
Yeah, the correct move there would have been, because those cavities always had me scratching my head, so the correct move there would have been before deployment, you know, do the descent testing before deployment.
we would have caught this, you know, right before we even wasted a minute on it. But, you know, I kind of pushed Wally towards deploying, but it was never because we were going to bench it. It was, you know, just because he was dabbling with it. Should have thought to bench it first. Would have saved us a little grief. But you know what? You know, he gets the experience for peer ownership like most of us.
Oh, yeah. And I think that's it. We got to put another two cans up there. I think with that strap is what's causing the extension. But I think if we cut that strap off and that mounting plate, we could probably push another can in for each one and just line them up one side DX, one side RX, and be able to manipulate them a little bit with that hard line. I think we should be good to go.
Well, there's two things we can do. We can get a bigger case or another case. You know, I'm sure I can come up with something. And or you could put the cavities outside, everything else inside. There's any number of things that can be done. You know, but if you can pack it all in that one case, you know, then so be it. And, that'll work. And I know he wants to keep it, the footprint identical. You know, he doesn't want to have anything additional popping out. So I... I'm really shocked that four small cavities can do the job, no matter what they're saying at Teledyne. I don't know that we're talking the same language. They're talking about the frequency spread between the notch and the pass, and they're not talking about how much isolation you get between transmit and receive necessarily. So, but I don't know. Maybe they've got some magic they work by getting, you know, cavities. You know, those are basically UHF-sized cavities. Well, no, they're bigger than that, but they're... cavities, and you know, they, so it's interesting. I can see adding two more, you know, making it a 3x3. I can see that doing it for sure, but maybe that one single one he's got is enough. We can that's where getting it on the bench and testing it, well, the proof is in the pudding there. We can tell absolutely what we need to do,
right? And I think if we get a larger cabinet, there might be one at your shop. I'm not sure if you guys are using it or not. I had Paul pick it up a couple years ago before we moved offices. So they were just going to scrap it. I'm like, oh, no, I can use this for something. So I'm not sure if you still have it or not, if it, you know, you got some other equipment in it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to go look. But, you know, the problem is that cabinet that's there is a very standard Motorola cabinet. Those are all over the place. And then from there you go right to the six-footer, and I don't think the six-footer is appropriate. So the question is there something between, you know, something bigger than the one we got but not quite the six-footer? You know, that would be the... because putting a six-footer in there would be just as, you know, just as goofy. So... All right, what do we got going on here? They must be getting ready to do the cement at the sheets, because they've got the main road shut down to one lane right by the new sheets. We got one going in here by 12 and Quinter, and it's getting close.
Yeah, I think a reconfiguration of that cabinet will get everything in there, and I think if we cut the straps off of those cans, where they're a little bit more manipulable, I guess you could say, I think we'll be good to go. And my question is can those cans be on their side, or do they have to be vertical?
No, the cans could be upside down, laying down, right side up. They cans don't give a crap. And so no problem there. So that's an idea. I've got one of those cabinets. If we wanted to mock something up, I've got one. I've got a few, actually, so we could use one to mock it all up.
Yeah, I was thinking, yeah, if you do, yeah, that'd be an idea. You know, I mean, I'm pretty good at Jenga, and I think we get it just right. I know we get it's kind of like a haphazard, throw it all in there, but I think do a little bit of reconfiguration. We want to have tight cables and something pulled out. You know, but I got to get up there and get my hands in there and do some logical analytics in regards to placement of equipment. Alright, I think I'm at the end of the string for receive for Warren. So we'll talk about it later in the day, you know, or over the weekend. I know you have some commitments today, so we can chat about it later.
Yeah, today's going to be pretty busy, and tomorrow for a good portion. And so we'll see. Maybe tomorrow evening I could run the mock-up case out and you know, wherever Wally wants it, we can work with that. All right, I'm home. I got to get inside and start getting ready. We got to be where we got to be. So W8FU.
Sounds good. We'll talk later. KC KBO. Blessings and prayers to all.
Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1200 hours.
Clear.
84 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1300 hours.
Clear.
84 degrees. Good afternoon.
14.
Connected to CMN Network.
Clear.
88 degrees.
KKKGO.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hopefully heading to my last run of the day over here in Clinton Township.
Awesome. Well, keep in touch. Let me know if you want to try to meet up somewhere today or even over the weekend.
You on your way home, or I'll be up at, what is that? Let me see. I know it's on Grosvenor.
know the FedEx office is on Grosbeck, north of 696.
Oh, let's try that again, Anthony. How do you hear me? KCKCO.
I don't know if I missed you on that last one.
You on your health store note, or you on something? You're on an HT.
Yeah, I am, I'm on a radio bag here. I'm in my new truck. Well, not new anymore, or even new to me, but I haven't been on the radio yet.
Yeah, because you sound terrible. No offense. Usually you're a lot better than that.
None taken. If you wanted to switch over to Central Michigan DMR, I got a DMR radio tomorrow to talk to you on here.
Yeah, I'll give you a call on the landline because I got my coworker who's behind me and he's on GMRS with me. Oh, wait. I think there's a way to do it. Hold on.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
Clear.
88 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
WD8KLO.
Connected to CMN Network.
November 7, Echo Romeo Whiskey, listening. November 7, Echo Romeo Whiskey, listening. QRZ.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours.
Clear.
88 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1700 hours.
Clear.
84 degrees.
KTKKGL.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1800 hours.
Clear.
82 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
She was driving to work from there, from Ohio, from Cleveland.
Oh, good, that's great. I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, it stands up sometimes. You gotta take advantage of it there, so. Are you mobile right now, Jack, or what are you doing there, Greg?
When you called, I was on my handheld, but now on the base station.
Some of the system here coming through the
Highway North at 625. But it's on, but I hear it all the time. I mean, I'm on it all the time. But I was on the 6 meter 3 days ago, and I got contact with three people out there.
Okay, yeah, it's interesting. I just don't hear it. I'm talking right here on 4th. Yes, it's true. I was here in,
Don, good to hear you out there, Bang. We'll talk later. KF8, GIC. Bang, you still out there? You know, I don't know, you know, the MI5. MI5, if you try it there, you know, the digital. Roger? Text me because it's hard to hear because you're driving. Take care, Dane. We'll talk later. KF8, GIC.
Good evening, 1900 hours.
Clear.
84 degrees.
WATMF monitoring. WATMF, sir.
I think there's a station calling. Go ahead. KF8GIC.
LPS, excuse me, LPS, thank you for ID.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
This is KD8ZSK. Is the frequency in use? KD8ZSK, is the frequency in use?
Thank you for ID.
All right, so sounds like nothing heard, nothing heard. Repeater's offline, or maybe we're not supposed to use it because it's linked. So with that, this is KD8ZSK, and I'll be clear.
KEAWUO. You're more than welcome to use it. It's kind of an odd question.
So we have to you, am I holding it here?
KEAWUO. If you're, I missed your last. I don't know if you were talking to me or not.
Yeah.
connected to CMN Network.
NTF-8FTS, monitoring.
Good evening, 20-100 hours.
Clear.
81 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
K-E-A-W-U-O, monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 21 hours.
Clear.
77 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours.
Clear.
88 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
KFA, GBA, listening.
KEAWUO.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 23 hours.
Clear.
77 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.